This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Joel from Seattle is. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Joel. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Joel will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
In the nursery rhyme, Jack and Jill, who fell down and broke their crown?
Humpty Dumpty?
No.
Jack.
Yes. What is Hypertext Transfer Protocol typically abbreviated as?
Pass.
What is the most populous city in Australia?
Brisbane?
No.
Pass.
Which comedic daredevil was born Philip John Clapp?
Evel Knievel?
No.
Pass.
What band had the hit Semi-Charmed Life?
Sublime?
No.
What's the name of the song?
Semi-Charmed Life. Oh, Joel. We got you down for one, brother.
Oh, that sucks.
You know what? It could be worse. It could be. Steve Migs.
Yes.
Welcome back to the studio. Are you feeling ready?
Showtime.
Let's do it.
In the nursery rhyme, Jack and Jill, who fell down and broke their crown?
Jack.
Yes. What is Hypertext Transfer Protocol typically abbreviated as?
HTTP?
Yes. What is
I
the
didn't
most,
know that.
Look at you. What is the most populous city in Australia?
Sydney.
Yes. Which comedic daredevil was born Philip John Clapp?
Johnny Knoxville?
Yes. What band had the hit song Semi-Charmed Life?
Oh, Third Eye Blind.
You know it. What color is the ring of death that signifies your Xbox 360 is broken forever?
If I remember correctly, green?
No.
Black?
No.
Red?
Yes. Which athlete was nicknamed the Black Mamba?
That would be Kobe Bryant.
Correct. What animal's tail hairs are traditionally used in making violin bows?
Animal's tail hairs. A porcupine?
No.
No, a goat?
No.
A sheep?
No. What U.S. city is known as the biggest little city in the world?
New Hampshire.
No.
Maine.
No.
That's a state. Knoxville.
No. Steve Migs?
Yes.
You got 7 correct, and that is a win.
Let's
7
go.
To 1. Sorry, Joel.
That's all right. I wish you would have given me that Reno answer. And
oh, he knew Reno.
Well, Joel, I only made it 7 to 2.
Are you going to play us a winner song?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Another one bites the dust.
You don't have to.
No, no. I appreciate the reminder.
Another one bites the dust.
The animal's tail hairs that are traditionally
horse?
Used in... Yes, horse hairs.
Yeah.
Apparently, Joel did know that the biggest little city in the world is Reno. And congratulations on your big victory, Steve.
Thanks, Taryn.
Another game at 7:50 and another game at 8:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a feature on the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message whenever you please. And we have been getting messages on there, some very interesting.
Somebody's upset with us all because of Thanksgiving.
Not again. We're going to slide into our VMs after Guns N' Roses.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You can slide into our VMs with ease. Leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app. There's a microphone icon. You can't miss it. That's where you take care of business. Steve, speaking of the business.
Yes.
What's happening in there today?
We got a voice message regarding something that we were talking about yesterday, because we were talking about how Halloween decorations are up at all these stores, but it also feels like now we're already transitioning into Christmas decorations at stores like at Costco. But thankfully, Target, it's still all about Halloween.
Nice.
So here's our first voice message.
I'm listening to you guys talk about the stores and how they have the Halloween displays and then they quickly go to Christmas. And at what point do you guys f***ing forget that there's Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Taryn.
I have 2 Thanksgiving decorations, okay?
Up already?
No, I just have 2 Thanksgiving decorations.
Do you know where they are?
I'll probably find them when I pull out my Christmas decorations.
We constantly do that. We just seem to always forget that we have another holiday. And it's Thanksgiving. Sake.
In all fairness, Thanksgiving doesn't have any fun surrounding. Like, there's the parade, but don't get it twisted. Thanksgiving's one of my all-time favorite holidays.
Same.
I love it. Football and food and family, your 3 F's.
Those are my 3 favorite F's.
Are
I
they?
Think.
They're at least top 5.
Yes.
What's your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
Ooh, I mean, I guess just the meal with my family, because it's like there's certain things we only really eat on Thanksgiving. And, you know, I love doing a turkey. I love doing like a brined turkey. That's just my favorite. We also have these family crescent rolls, like a homemade crescent roll recipe that's so bomb. And we don't really eat that any other time of the year. So I really look forward to the food.
Oh, that's the same here. Like all the different food. And sometimes it's not even about the turkey. I mean, granted, like, you know, I'm living in a plant-based household. But like even before that, when I was eating turkey was like... That I would just give a little piece of turkey because I felt like it would be wrong if I didn't enjoy some turkey on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But more so, it's just like the stuffing and then it's like the dessert. The desserts are where it's at.
I love stuffing. I love green bean casserole.
Yeah.
But I mean, how many times a year do people eat green bean casserole? Not very often.
And I know it's polarizing, but that's the time for the candied yams. One of these times, I'd say I'd bring some in, but it probably won't be as good as when it's fresh.
Do you make your own? You are the one that makes them?
No!
Oh, you're thinking this is like Steve's signature Thanksgiving dish.
It's my signature what I'm eating at Thanksgiving dish.
Who usually fixes the candied yams?
There's a couple people that bring some to the table. My wife has done it before, her grandma as well. But I honestly don't ask those questions. I just eat it.
I mean, I've not had your family's candied yams, so I'm not going to crap all over them right now. But I would say like that's typically
well,
the very
if you crap
bottom.
All over them, I'm not going to invite you over to our Thanksgiving dinner.
It just really feels like that's like the bottom of the barrel of Thanksgiving foods. But you know what? Change my mind.
If you were giving me like a pie graph, like, you know how like they have that? Like, it would be like a little line, pie in the pie graph for turkey, little pie for the casserole, but there'd be a big part of the pie would be the sweet potatoes.
Wow. Okay. I'm learning Candy new things about you all the time, Steve.
All right. Here's another voice message we got through the Odyssey app.
Hey, y'all. I just wanted to call and wage a complaint.
Uh-oh.
Not again.
It's about Thanksgiving.
I beat Migs fair and square, and I know Seattle up there and it's dreary and shit, and all y'all have is black, but consider different colors in the shop for I beat Migs shirt. That's all.
Bye.
Keep kicking ass.
Thank you.
Looked down and realized I'm wearing pretty much all black today. Yeah. You're wearing all... Yeah,
I got a gray shirt with black sleeves on it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could zhuzh it up a little bit.
Like a purple beet mix shirt?
Hell no, that's a husky color. Gross.
All right, well, do we have to go with what, like a
crimson
maroon?
Crimson and gray, of course.
Yeah. Dude, can we combine the two? Make both of these listeners happy. We do a Thanksgiving-themed Deli Mig shirt. I don't know what that would be. Maybe like you're like a cartoon drawing of you as like a turkey leg.
Gobble, gobble.
And then I could be a marshmallow standing on top of some sweet potatoes.
I think that's great.
And Danny's not here today. He's going to visit Lily. What would he be?
Oh,
in the trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some like nasty pie or something.
All right, we'll slap that on a yellow shirt and sell it at the rock shop.
I think people will buy it.
Problem solved.
The Daily Migs Show.
We're still waiting to find out the exact time of the Mariners watch party.
We'll
but
know
today.
We'll
know.
Yes.
Because it depends on the Red Sox-Yankees matchup, and it's winner takes all today.
Yep. Red Sox win. The game's at around 1 o'clock, like 1:08 or something, some random time like that. If the Yankees win, Saturday's Mariners playoff game is going to be at around 5:30.
And there's also a Sounders match that night, so we're really rooting for the Red Sox today, which is really painful for me to say that, but we are.
Same. I don't feel right. I don't know if I can root for the Red Sox.
No, but we're going to be at the Hall on Occidental. It's such a cool spot. If you can join us on Saturday, please come down. Trident's up. Get all the details at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yesterday, the Mariners had one of two scrimmages to stay sharp and get ready for the playoffs. And Mariners fans over there were surprised by a wonderful guest, a legend back on the field. And this is King 5 reporting on it.
The rumors are true. Ichiro will be in right field for the Mariners scrimmage. And while they're trying to make it as much of a game-like atmosphere as possible with all of their starters, Ichiro has been with them every step of the way. And it makes sense that he'll be out here.
How cool is that?
I mean, had I heard any rumblings of that, I would have been there.
I was so mad at myself. I don't know why. I've seen Ichiro play, but just the idea of seeing Ichiro play at the old age of 51, which also bothers me because I'm turning 51, and I'm like, how am I the same age as this guy, and he's accomplished way more. But whatever. I digress.
You're on your way, Steve. You're on your way.
You know, I got a couple of hours left. I can maybe one day become a Hall of Fame baseball player as well. But I was so mad at myself. I'm like, that would have been, because we talked about going.
Yes, we did.
And we ended up not doing it. And now I'm like, we should have went. And then today's game
is like, a little later in the day, right?
5 p.m. I'm like, well, maybe he's going to do it again. But then I saw the report saying that today's game is sold out.
Oh.
Now, they're not, because I was like, damn, they got like over 40,000 people there. I guess they cap it at 5,000.
Oh,
but still,
okay.
5,000 fans will be there today. And I wonder how many were just like, well, crap, I bet Ichiro will be out there again today.
That would be so cool.
Right?
He was even out there doing the no-fly zone celebration
and
everything. It was so fantastic.
He didn't bat.
No, he did not.
But that's still so freaking cool that he was out there just playing in the field with all the Mariner players. It seemed real casual and fun.
A real feel-good moment for the fans and the Mariners, for sure.
Now, I know we both were kicking ourselves about that. And recently I had another kick myself I didn't go was... I should have went to go to the Savannah Bananas game.
Oh,
I'm still mad at and I've gotten so obsessed now with their the tuxedo guy, the owner of the Jesse Cole.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of his interviews. He just seems like such an awesome person. He's just a fascinating person to listen to and hear his story. And now I'm like, man, I really wish I would have went. I'm hoping they're going to come back to the Pacific Northwest. But do you have a, what's the first one thought that pops into your mind when you think about an event or an experience that you're like, damn it, I should have went?
Tom Petty's last concert in Seattle.
Yep.
I never saw him before he passed. And it was one of those things where I was at a wedding and I was with Brad, and Brad left the wedding during the reception to go to Tom Petty, right? And he's going to come back and pick me up afterwards. And I'm like, you know what? I'll catch him the next time. And then just a couple months later, he was gone.
Yeah, I didn't think he was. Dude, I'm the same way with Tom Petty. He was always like a bucket list concert guy. But whenever he would come to town, for some reason, it was not the right time.
Sure.
Whatever it be, like the day of the week, or I had something else going on. But just like you, he's like one of those artists where I'm like, next time he comes, I'll go check him out.
Just awful, brutal, like those moments of realization where you're like, you know what? I should say yes more.
I mean, you are a Coug after all.
Yes.
Beer? Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you've ever kicked yourself for missing out on something that you totally could have attended, we want you to call now, 206-803-ROCK, and tell us all about that time that you missed out. 206-803-ROCK. Those calls after Pearl Jam. Have you ever kicked yourself for missing out on something that you totally could have attended or gone to? If so, we want to hear the sad story. 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, someone on hold had a ticket to Prince's last show at the Showbox. But did not go. We're going to get their story in just a moment. But first,
their sad story.
Their very sad story. Allison, you're in Seattle this morning. What are you kicking yourself for missing out on?
Hi there. For two different bands, Pink Floyd, way back when they did, like, they were almost broke up, but they did a concert in California. Totally missed out on that. And Ozzy.
Oh.
Every time he came to town, I was like, I can't do it, but next time. But I should have tried harder. And I just, like, I am, especially now that he's gone, it hurts.
Allison, to make you feel any better about it, I also kicked myself about not getting to see Ozzy Osbourne. And I've been at Ozfest where Ozzy performed, but I got like either just a little too inebriated, a little too wasted, or just we had to leave early, or whatever the reasons were. I never got to see Ozzy, and I was actually at the venue where Ozzy was performing.
That's even worse than Allison.
I agree.
206-803-ROCK. Chris, you are in Everett this morning. What do you kick yourself for missing out on?
Well, I've been working Showbox security since 2013, and I have seen thousands and thousands of shows. And Prince came to town, I want to say, around, you know, late, mid-2010s, and I ended up missing his show because I thought that guy was going to rock forever.
Yep.
And, didn't even have a ticket. I was on the guest list because I worked there. And I just said, nah, I'll see him next time. And it was like a year or two later.
Dude, and that would have been, I mean, to be able to see Prince at such a small venue would be epic. Not to make you feel any worse.
It would have been incredible. I mean, I've seen Jack White the last time he came through. But yeah, it was so sad not to see him.
Well, Chris, in all your years and working at the Showbox and seeing so many, anytime you see a show at the Showbox, I feel like it's such a great experience because the room is so awesome. The sound is phenomenal. But what's been that one, like, where you're like, yeah, I will always be thankful that I was in the Showbox to see this band?
Mike McCready had a Lifetime Achievement Award, and that was probably the best performance I've ever seen, because Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Mike Patton was there, Mike McCready, Duff McKagan, like, Joel McHale was the MC. It was probably the best performance that I've ever seen almost in my life.
Yeah, just you telling us about that sounds like it was a must-see show.
Oh, yeah, just a bunch of luminaries throwing down.
I like this text message at 206-803-ROCK because I am in the same exact ship as this person. I wonder if you are. I feel like there are so many people that have a story about this. I was down at CenturyLink Field doing some work, offered tickets to go watch a Mariners game that afternoon. I told them I had other jobs to do, but really, I just didn't want to deal with the traffic going north at that time of the day if I stayed at the game. And it was an afternoon game that Felix Hernandez pitched his perfect game.
Oh,
I kicked myself to this day.
that's brutal.
I also had an opportunity, same thing. You want to go to the game? And I love Felix. Felix is my all-time favorite Mariner. I'm like, that'd be so much fun. I've seen him pitch. But in my head, I'm like, I don't want to deal with the traffic after the game. So I remember driving home, listening to the game, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm missing out on a perfect game from Felix Hernandez.
Oh, it hurts so bad. 206-803-ROCK. Old man Kenny in Gig Harbor, what do you kick yourself for missing out on?
The World Bong Hitting Championships. No, I'm just kidding, guys. My wife, back in the day, was a 10-club member for Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
And you remember the Benaroya Benefit Show?
Yes.
They had the pre-sale for, she was 10-club member, 2 days before they went on sale to the regular public. She was second in line at one of the four places they were doing the pre-sale at.
Mm-hmm.
And there was only one ticket available. So she calls me, what do I do? What do I do? I said, well, just turn around, get face value and 100 extra bucks, flip the ticket, because we both couldn't go, and we donated that 100 to the charity.
Oh.
That's very admirable of you. I've been like, babe, you know I love Pearl Jam more than you. I'm going to the show.
206-803-ROCK. Jonathan, you're in Lacey this morning. What do you kick yourself for missing out on?
April of 2020 was supposed to be when UFC came to Portland.
Oh, yes.
As we all know. Yeah, that's when everything kind of shut down. And I had bought the tickets for me and all my guys, or my boys. We were huge UFC fans back in those, or huge UFC fans. I still am. But preceding that and following that, we pretty much watched almost every card for about 3-4 some odd years. That was the one thing where it's just like, oh, I should have been able to go. And I ended up being sick when they came to Seattle as well, too, earlier this year.
Yep.
So it's just been terrible, terrible timing on my part.
I'll never forget the first time the UFC came to Portland, I believe it was, and I got to go. Unfortunately, got to sit up really close thanks to our friend Rick Jones.
Oh, nice.
The lawyer. And I remember sitting up close, and this was when Brock Lesnar was still a part of the UFC, and it was like around the time where he was like, he said something silly in a press conference or something like that about a certain beer. I can't remember. It was like Coors Light or Bud Light or something happened. And I tried to be funny and like heckle him, like, hey, Brock Lesnar, how about a Coors Light or something like that? He wasn't even fighting. He was just there. And he turned and looked at me. And I've never been more scared in my entire life. Like the look of this massive human being realizing he's not playing. He didn't find that funny at all. I never felt, I wanted to hide under the chair.
I would have soiled myself.
Kind of did.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you can beat Steve Miggs, the man with 312 wins, 100 losses, and 86 ties in 2025? Maybe you were listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 540. That could have been very helpful because 3 correct answers were given out to the upcoming game. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 750.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.